It's a weekday evening after 6:30, and the Samaritan House Open Door Mission on West Main Street in Rochester is open for business, as usual. The center welcomes up to 100 people nightly, then make room for a few dozen more to sleep over and spend the night. The Reverend Donald Perkins supervises the center. Oh, there's some who grudgingly put up with his daily commercial, that preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ, just to get to the hot meal. But Perkins says it's his job to make the homeless believe Christ and others care about them, especially around the holidays, but year-round as well.
This time of year is the highest rate of suicides for people who are being left alone. And that's a real important outreach to let them know they're not alone. That's one reason why we deliver to people if we can. We have one hot meal every night for them, so that kind of buffers that empty feeling.
The commercialization of the Christmas season could make anyone feel unfeeling towards the holidays. And for the homeless besides, Christmas could become just another day.
Oh, I would definitely say that. Even those who have something are getting cold toward Christmas. It's so commercialized nowadays that Christ has been taken out of Christmas and Santa Claus has been installed. But we have presents for everybody who comes in Christmas Day, too. A present for everyone who comes in.
44-year-old Grant Scouten has been in and out of the mission since the 1970s. With his family forgetting him, he says it's just me and the Lord now. And there is hope. This Christmas time is the first Scouten has been sober in about 20 years.
The homeless are people, too, you know, and I think they're just struggling on a daily basis to make it. That Rochester doesn't realize how many homeless people that there actually are in the city. I've been affiliated with the streets for many years, and there's people that are homeless in this city that you don't even see here. They never even come here. What you call your hardcore.
Volunteer Bob Spino has been helping out at the center for around 13 years. He agrees the homeless situation is worse than it's made out to be, watching the crowds at soup kitchens and shelters increase as the welfare checks decrease each month.
There's a lot of people that are really desperate need. And I think that more people should take attention to it and instead of ignoring them, which a lot of people are. And I see them being ridiculed on the street, and I see them being downgraded on the street. And I think that's very ignorant, and I don't think it's very proper, because these people did not ask to be in the condition that they're in.
It was June 13th of this year that Curtis Smith got out of prison. He appreciates the Open Door, a place that is willing to help, if you're willing to help yourself.
This place right here offers everything. If you need to take a bath, you can take a shower downstairs at night. To me, that shower is more important, because if you clean and you present yourself clean to other people, you might be in a store to buy a pack of cigarettes or whatever you're going in there to buy. Somebody might well say, he look like he a hard worker. Let me talk with him, because I got a job I need done. He might go to you. If he smell you, he ain't going to want to hire you.
It's at this Christmas time of the year when Smith can feel more down than usual, thinking about his daughter and other family that live too far away to visit.
I used to feel depressed around by Christmas time, but now I know I got a family here at the Open Door Mission. Brother Don Perkins right here, he's like a father to me. And I got other people over there like fathers and mothers and sisters and brothers to me. So it's been a big help on my life. It's helping me cope with problems now. And I don't even pity myself, because I don't have anybody to fault but myself. And I'm pretty sure it's a lot of other people in here. If they be truthful, they'll say the same thing. They don't have anybody to fault. It's not the justice system. It's not Department of Social Service or anything else. A lot of us got to want to help ourselves first. We got to be the first ones.
At the Samaritan House Open Door Mission, I'm Bill Flynn